Welcome to Some Joyful Noises, a music podcast with no rhyme, rhythm, or reason. This show is a proud member of the Anazal Podcast Network. The reason we do this show is for community, not because any of us are music experts, but rather because we believe that music helps shape community. And that's something that's really important to all of us at the Anazal Podcast Network. I'm Joshua Knoll. I am the producer of this show. I say producer and not host because this show has no host. It has no schedule. It has no format. You are just as much the host as I am. If you would like to find out how you could lead your own episode of Some Joyful Noises, then listen to the end of the show for an invitation to lead your own conversation on this podcast. We hope you enjoy this show with no rhyme, no rhythm, and no reason. Welcome back to Some Joyful Noises, a podcast, a music podcast, no rhyme, no rhythm, reason. I don't even know what I'm doing here. Who am I? Now, we are going to get some existentialism, but that's not why I did that bit. I'm just stuttering and struggling to start a podcast, but I am Joshua Knoll. I start a lot of podcasts, part of the Anazal Podcast Network. Cool websites down in the show's description. You want to see a bunch of other podcasts that aren't music related. They got some seminary theology, Bible podcast, Theology on the Rocks is a cool one. We got some just nerd stuff, Kung Fu Pizza Party, Systematic Ecology, and then we have this, music podcast with no rhyme, rhythm, or reason. This is Some Joyful Noises. I am Joshua Knoll, the host, or one of the hosts of the Whole Church podcast, also on the network. I do a lot of the episodes over here, but this podcast has no host, so I don't want to call myself the host, but I do a lot of these episodes. So I don't know. Maybe I'm the host. Who knows? Who's to say what makes one a host? I will say that anyone can create an episode of Some Joyful Noises. If you're listening to this and you're like, man, I want to create one of these episodes, send us an email, an audio file. We'll probably just throw it up. Like, it's not a big deal. So let us know. We're happy to just do whatever over here, staying noisy. Honestly, it's going to be a random one. I'm just going to be kind of catching everybody up with what I've been listening to recently. Some new stuff, some not as new stuff. Some stuff that I missed somehow. I missed a Passenger album. Crazy, because that's my favorite artist. So, yeah, I am musically illiterate, though. So take all my music opinions with a grain of salt. Even without music, I'm known as Josh with the Bad Opinions. That's just who I am. It's fine. But today we're talking about like my bread and butter. I love folk music. Passenger and Mumford & Sons are amongst my favorites, so it's going to be a large part of the conversation. But of course, we're also going to be talking a little bit about the new Harry Styles album, Kiss Always, Disco Occasionally, Kiss All the Time, Disco Occasionally. That's what it is. It's something, guys. Again, musically illiterate. But I'm excited to talk about it. There's some songs that I really vibed with there. We also, last episode, did kind of a crossover Systematic Ecology. I had Josh Patterson and DJ Blackwell over here. And they were showing me what Midwest emo was, to go with a comic that's like my favorite comic was Middle West. Check it out, by Scotty Young. But I never heard Midwest emo before, so we listened to that on air, did that episode, and I still listen to a few more. So I want to talk a little bit about that. It's going to be all over the place. For some reason, I had this outline done for a while. Some of the stuff I knew I was going to talk about for a little bit, and I've been nervous, which is weird. But luckily, because we just had that Saturday Night Live with Harry Styles, it gave us a little bit more stuff to talk about with his album and gave me a little bit more motivation to do this. So here we are. So we know music's important. It forms community. So even though we're not experts, we want to be talking about it because we want to have a community with the Anazal Podcast Network and all the people who follow us and all the various shows. We believe we are in communion with one another, and that's incredibly important. An incredibly important part of any community is the music we choose to listen to and share with one another. So I'm sharing with you guys what I've been listening to. Hopefully you'll return the favor, email us, create your own episode. Let me know what you've been listening to. I want to continue to share in this. Also, speaking of sharing, share this episode, subscribe to the podcast, rate and review. Again, we don't have a schedule with this. There's no rhyme or rhythm or reason. So if you don't subscribe, you won't know when episodes are coming out. So we need you to do that because this is just a random thing that we do. That's how Podcast Network. So last time, part of that episode I mentioned, we did Midwest emo. They also included PDUSA, who I'm told is not Midwest emo. I love PDUSA, turns out. Been listening to a lot of his music. I've just Really dug that. I've really been getting Modern Baseball Mom Jeans. So it's been kind of on loop in my earbuds recently because I'm still getting familiar with the genre. And I'm like, these artists were pretty cool. So I keep listening to them. Edward 40 Hands by Mom Jeans. TJ specifically recommended. Fantastic. Possibly a perfect song. I love that Bob's Burger opening and then going into it. It's just a lot of fun. I also learned that Edward 40 Hands means. And I'm indifferent to that. So that's fun. With that, though, I do have to shout out Noah Kahn's released at least two of the songs from his upcoming album that I refuse to talk about. I'm trying not to listen to it. I've heard one of them. I just want to reserve opinion until I get the whole album. I like to experience albums as a whole. I really like to do it with the records if I can, but I want to experience it as a whole, so I'm not getting too much into it now. We have another friend on Systemic Ecology, Kevin Schaefer, who's a huge Noah Kahn fan, so I'm hoping I can pull him over here. Me and him can maybe talk about that. He's going to go to a live showing, so the album comes out. He gets to see him in live, and then maybe we'll talk about that over here. It'll be fun, because, you know, Noah Kahn, again, more recent, but not definitely a staple in the folk music that I really vibe with. We also haven't spoken about it too much, but I want to talk about the whole Kid Rock Bad Bunny stuff from the Super Bowl. A lot of catching up, guys. Super Bowl halftime show. Bad Bunny was booked, who is Puerto Rican, and a lot of people says, well, we need a real American, which, hey, he is a real American, born an American, always been an American, but they decided to have an alternative Turning Point USA, had Faith, Family, whatever, alternative Super Bowl halftime show. It very much felt like a money grab to me. They brought Kid Rock in, and when you're going to say about Faith and Family and have Kid Rock on, it super feels like a money grab to me. They even had his like new country persona that he did some of, and even listening to it, to me, Kid Rock's sound, everything, it just doesn't feel very genuine. It feels like he's trying to stay relevant. These people are doing something to try to be counter what the Super Bowl is doing. So he's like, yeah, sure, I can be that too. F those guys. Cause that's his whole thing, is kind of being the F somebody, being mad at something, rebelling. But the older he gets, the more, I don't know, to me, cringe it feels. And it just felt very ingenuine when you hear his just criticizing the music, not even like necessarily the message, which I also don't love the message, but I'm like, it just didn't feel very genuine. And even the message where they were like, oh, real America, real family values and stuff. And you listen to Bad Bunny and it's like, well, his lyrics aren't anti-family. Yeah, like they're pop culture usual, like party stuff at times. But it's also talking about love and being one with everyone. And we're all American. And like, I don't get the resentment other than just culture war to have a culture war and people wanting money. The interesting bit I do want to talk about though is like, go Kid Rock felt very much not very genuine. He's trying to do something to fit a certain group who now sees him as one of them as he wants to make money. What's interesting is the Super Bowl was booking Bad Bunny because I thought, bring in a lot of people, they want to make money. That's what the Super Bowl halftime show is for, to make more money, right? Because that's a lot of time people only listen to that part. But it was also to kind of expand culture because they want to reach a larger audience. Thinking of the business model, it makes sense. But even so, Bad Bunny's genuinely from a Latin culture, singing about this stuff, being genuine in his own language, even though he speaks English super well. He's like, I'm doing the song in my language. I want to be true to myself. So it was really interesting seeing how authentic his presentation was. Even though, yeah, the Super Bowl was doing it because they want to broaden their thing. It was a business decision for their part. But Bad Bunny was so genuine. Whereas Kid Rock came off very not, you know, very much felt like he was placating the audience. And I'm just like, eh. And then, of course, you have the Jon Stewart thing making fun of Kid Rock's country song of I just want to feed my dog. So you can feed your dog, dude. Like, no one's stopping you. So that was funny. I love Jon Stewart. So it's just kind of touching base on that stuff. I feel like it's important that the thing about music, like good music, even stuff like, you know, Bad Money's not my style of music. Genuine music, just there's something about the soul in it, the spirit in it, that just resonates better, I think. But if you're filled with anger, you want to despise something, someone being on your side against the other people, apparently that does resonate with some people. Even people who claim family values and know enough about Kid Rock that they should know better, they seem still to resonate. I think it's just because, again, he's against the same people as us, but they at the very least, the people I know seem to have really enjoyed his presentation, which it's weird to me because it just didn't feel genuine. But different things resonate with different people. That's just where I'm coming from. For me, it's very much like, that's not very genuine. This is, because there are some songs that I'm like, I disagree with the values that maybe are more conservative, whatever. that I'm like, yeah, that was still a good song. It came from the heart. And I'm like, yeah, hey, even if I disagree with you, can I appreciate your music? But with the Kid Rock stuff, I'm like, that just doesn't feel like he means it. Like, it feels like he's just saying stuff, you know? And I'm like, ah. So that was harder for me. Harry Styles is one I have often disagreed with some of his stuff and that he says in his music, his attitude, whatever. He's far more progressive than I, but I do really enjoy his music. And he had some good stuff on this album for me. So the new Harry Styles album, Kiss All the Time, Disco Occasionally. A lot of the earlier songs on the album, I was like, they weren't sitting with me. The mix felt weird to me. Like, the music was louder than him. Like, there wasn't a lot of word. And I'm the kind of person, like, I'm here for the lyrics, the words, the meaning, the spirit behind it. But, you know, a lot of his music is about the music. And people really love that. That's cool. There's a few I wanted to point out. I'm not going to play all of them, but Ready, Steady, Go. That was a lot of fun. For me, I vibed the whole way. I was like, oh, this is good. I love this Harry Styles. Having fun, singing, having a good time. Some nice kind of funky pop music in the mix. I like that this one was a lot funkier than most of his albums. Like, it felt like we're going back to disco, and I love it. And we're going to get to that. But the first one, if I'm going through the album, that really stood out to me is going to be the song Coming Up Roses. For a few different reasons. Mostly, Harry Styles has a beautiful voice. And a lot of the songs, because he does pop, to me, he doesn't feel like he has a chance to showcase his range as much. But Coming Up Roses, like, oh, man. The dude's voice is just incredible. And then I really like this song, too, because it's about those relationships that you might have that were never going to last that long. They're, you know, like, you can tell, like, this isn't end game. This isn't, you know, the relationship of all relationships. But, like, you can still appreciate what relationship you have for the moment. And that's kind of what this one is. It's like him and the lover in the song, whoever it is he's talking, singing about or to. It's like they know it won't last forever, but they could still enjoy tonight. And it's just being present with who you have with you in this moment. And I actually thought it was a really beautiful song. Yeah. The lyrics are good. It's not necessarily my favorite of all time, but it showcases his voice. The lyrics are beautiful. And he did play it on part of his stuff with Saturday Night Live just a couple days ago for me. I don't know when this is coming out. So, but yeah, good stuff. Let's listen to a little bit of this.
Drive. Just for tonight, let's go hangover chasing. And I'll talk your ear off about why it's safe as I fumble my words and fall flat on my face through the truth. Just say the word and we'll take up the test where we flirt with the bad ones and skip all the rest. But we see out the night with your head on my chest, me and you.
Just one beautiful night, just me and you. It's just us. It's just this day, hangover chasing, you know, like whatever. Like, hey, we might all have different beliefs when it comes to drinking, that kind of stuff. But, like, I love just, again, the genuineness, the sincerity, the, like, hey, maybe it's just tonight. But sometimes that's good enough to have a night with another person that you seriously feel a connection with and just to allow yourself to feel the moment. Beautiful song. Again, his voice, incredible. And I'm glad. I thought Saturday Night Live, I really thought they were just going to do like the fun, like Ready, Steady, Go, pop, Dance No More. That's what I expected. They do play Dance No More, which is another one from the album I want to talk about. But the I want to pause for a second. So part of what's cool about Saturday Night Live, he addresses, like, a lot of people accuse him of like queer baiting or whatever. And he's like, who knows? It kind of really, without outright stating it, so just he is actually bisexual, which is kind of cool. And, you know, you love Harry. He's very eccentric, really fun guy. The next one, I do want to play the Dance No More. And part of why I want to play this song, it's a little bit weird. And again, you know, music is subjective. He has a meaning to it. But what I take away from it is this idea of, like, sometimes the creator, the one that's doing the mix, the one who's behind the scenes of the art, doesn't get to participate. I don't dance no more. The painter doesn't get to just go look at paintings anymore. It's hard for preachers to hear other preachers preaching because you're just sitting there going, well, why would he word it this way? Why did he interpret the text this way? Whatever. I relate a little bit. I know that's arrogant. I don't relate to Harry Styles. He's incredible and I'm not. But when it comes to podcasts, there's so many shows, and I feel like I have to listen to all the ones in our network, and I'm always like listening to edit to see what can we do better, how can we tweak this or that. And a lot of times, even on like one of the other shows I'm part of, this Mike Ecology, I'm only on a couple episodes because it's been so much time editing for the show that it's like, I don't feel like I get to participate in the part that I love as much that really got me into it in the first place. So when this song talks about DJs don't dance anymore, they said, not what I thought the song said. I thought it said they sit. So apparently so did Harry's dad, which is kind of funny, but I like the song because the funkiness of it, great, great dancing song, but also just kind of that sentiment of like, sometimes it's hard once you get into creating to enjoy the product. So, you know, I love podcasts, but sometimes it's hard to enjoy podcasts when I spend so much time mixing audio and editing stuff and producing stuff and whatever. So again, very different. DJ podcast editor, not the same, but I related, and also the song's a lot of fun. So definitely my favorite one off of this album, and I'm so excited that they did play it Saturday Night Live. You can kind of hear other people singing along, which again, you know, for me, a huge part of music is the community building of it all. So I'm glad you can kind of hear them, other people in the background here. It's a lot of fun. Also, I love that Harry very much dances like a millennial. Better than me still, Harry. That's the important thing. And when you look like that, you can dance however you want, basically. Another one I wanted to play from this album was Pop. And Harry Styles does something really... He's good at being suggestive, sexually suggestive, in kind of subtle, fun ways. And again, this is one that had a lot of people going, wait a minute, is Harry bi? And he seems to kind of confirm that in the, you know, Saturday Night Live sketches. But Pop is, you know, certain stuff happens. I see what's going on and Pop, read between the lines, I guess. I missed it the first few times. I was like, oh, pop music, this is fun. People have to explain these kind of things to me because my brain just doesn't go there. My brain stays far away from the gutter for whatever reason. But it is a lot of fun. I love kind of the cleverness with the wording and just kind of the rhythm of this song. So this is the last one I'm going to play. I'm going to talk about one other one. But yeah, again, this is a really great album. So I had to play a few songs from it. Squeaky clean fantasy is meant to be pop. It's a lot of fun. It's pretty easy to read between the lines there, but it's still kind of subtle. Like, I don't think younger minds would know what he's singing about. I didn't know. I was just like, yeah. I honestly don't pay a lot of attention to lyrics in certain kinds of songs, especially when they're singing fast and it's just fun. And I know I probably don't jive with the lyrics. That's when I'm like, I'm just going to pop. Yeah. But yeah, it's a really good album. The last one I wanted to mention, he has another song, Paint by Numbers, which is another kind of a deeper song, more of like a Are We the Sum of Our Parts kind of stuff. And again, it's another slower number, and I like the slower number, especially when people have great voice. I want to hear the voice shine, and so I really think he does that with the Paint by Numbers. So it's another song I will mention, and hope you guys check those out, because yeah, I'd like to talk to some people about it. If you want to email me, text me, let me know your favorite song from the new Harry Styles album. I would like to talk about it. Again, I'm no expert. I don't know a lot about Harry or music, but that's just, you know, my thoughts with that. I'm going to move on to Mumford & Sons. I know a lot more about their lives and kind of their history and stuff. And we talked about an album they released last year that was spiritual, really moving. Overall, I do think Rushmere came out last year was more meaningful than this new album. But this was the album where I'm like, oh, Mumford & Sons are really back. Like, you kind of hear their old sound in a lot of the stuff. They're doing some... I'm trying to think of the name of that. Like guest spots, they're collaborating with other artists for various songs. And the music's incredible. It was really hard for me to just pick a few songs to talk about or to play. This was the album to me so far this year. The most meaningful lyrics, the best vibes for me, the one that I'm most like shouting along, singing in the car. Pretty wide range, a lot of fun. I'm only going to play three that I really want to talk about, but I'm going to go through just some of the songs. So the two I want to highlight, I really want to highlight the first two on the album. So the one is Here, and that's with Chris Stapleton. I get guitar, voice, everything. Like, it's an incredible song. Then you have Rubber Band Man coming in the second spot. That's with Hozier. I really thought that was going to be one of my top songs just because, like, it is meaningful. It has Hozier, which I love him. I think he's an incredible artist as well. And I love Mumford and Sons. Like, this is going to be a great collab. And it was. I love it. But there's just so many that hit harder for me. First one I want to play that really hit. So this is the third song on the album, is the Banjo song. It's the first one on the album of just Mumford and Sons. And I was like, oh, man, I like the collabs. And I didn't think I was going to like this as much. But it turned out, I think this might be my favorite one on the album, but I'm not really sure. But this is the Banjo song from the new Mumford & Sons album. The album is Prize Fighter. So I'm just going to play a little bit of this and talk about it. Because I think you guys will kind of see why, to me, I'm like, oh, this is good.
Well, hey, did you call? Did you fall? Do you need someone? Do you need someone? And hey, I'm a mess myself, but I think I could be someone. If you need someone, I was alone, it was fun. I could deny all I like. I could just push back and make believe, and it was alright. But hey,
yeah, I love it. The song goes back and forth of like, hey, are you in trouble? Are you hurt? Do you need someone? And he also sings about himself, like his own insecurities. Like, I don't feel like I am anybody. I feel kind of like a failure. Both things that I resonate. I often want to help others all the time when I hear people hurting. Like, it's just, I can't ignore it. But I also do have a lot of insecurity. Like, I'm not anybody. I don't matter. Like, I do feel down on myself a lot. And I know that that's just kind of personal inner struggles. I don't need people to comfort me. Like, I'm not like depressed. It's just, I do have a lot of insecurities. The way I look at my life, I'm like, I probably could have done more with whatever. But when I see someone, I want to be there. And for me, there's people in my life that make me want to be someone. Even if I do have those insecurities and feel like maybe I'm not all that, I'm like, but I think I could be for you. I could do it for you. I'm going to step up to help my friend, to help my wife, to help my family, whatever. My dog, even. I'm like, I might not feel like all that, but if you need someone, I think I can be someone. And of course, the alliteration is also fun. So, but yeah, that song meant a lot to me. I love it. And it's easy to sing along to. And it's got a banjo. All things that make me happy. So, yeah, that's another one. Man, I'm trying to remember which all ones I actually want to play and which ones I'm just talking about. So Run Together. That one's fun, too. I really like the how he talks like, we run together. When we're together, we run together. But when we're apart, I fall apart. A lot of more alliteration stuff. A lot of fun. And I feel that one deeply, too. I could also play that one. I feel that one more deeply than the next one that I am going to play, which is the fifth song on the album, Conversations with My Son, Gangsters and Angels. I'm playing this because I think it's the most religious of the album. And I think religious is correct in this case. I'm going to play a lot from this one, actually, because I think it merits to talk about what is being said in this song. So I'm going to let it play for a little bit, hopefully not too long. But yeah, just really listen to the words on this one. I think they're important for where he is and probably where a lot of us are.
And I'll show you gangsters. Change
And he's singing to his son, telling him stories of gangsters and angels, you know, the good and the bad of the world. And to just, again, he knows scripture clearly. He clearly grew up with some kind of churching, you know, and this goes back to some of what we talked about with the Rush Man last year on the show. Man, and just kind of the best I knew, like, we would rather choose our own destruction. We'd rather die than try to change, to try to be better. Like, and we see what's wrong in the world, and we see how we could help to be angels, but rather we want to fight fire with fire. We want to do whatever. And it's like, he's singing to his son. He's telling him these stories saying, we can be better. We have to choose change. And I love that he was like, love your crooked neighbor with your crooked heart. Understanding that, like, yeah, I too am fallible. My neighbor could be an angel, could be a gangster, could be whatever. I am also fallible. I've also made mistakes. I'm also crooked. So again, you know, it goes to the whole message of Jesus, you know, love your neighbor as yourself, but then also reminding us, much like what Jesus did, none of us are perfect. None of us can throw the first stone. We're all called to love our neighbor as ourselves, understanding that our neighbor might be messed up. I am definitely messed up. And to remember that and how we show love to one another. The song also talks about how you end where my hand over your heart and you end where I begin. And it's just, you know, like, we're all one. We're all this body together. We're all made in the image of God. I don't think he says that language in this song, but like, that's kind of what it gets at here. Of like, just as much as I am made in the God, so are you. I must love you as myself. Love you as though you are God, because God is in you. Such a deep song. Such a good song. Like, there's so much on this album that I love, but that one in particular, especially if you're spiritual, if you're Christian, like me, I think it's worth listening to and really contemplating what he's saying there. And I love that it's phrased as a conversation to his son. So it's just a beautiful song. Alley Cat, also beautiful. Prize Fighter, actually one of my least favorite songs on the thing, but still good. You got Begin Again. Icarus was a really fun song talking about getting too close to the sun, learning to humble yourself. Stay. Badlands is another one. I do want to play. I feel like it might be going over my head, the message of it. But as Gracie Abrams, who's also one of my favorite artists, and them together, I'm like, oh, the voices together of Mark Mumford and Gracie Abrams. That almost makes me forgive J.J. Abrams for some of those films and shows I don't like. Just kidding. For those who don't know, J.J. Abrams is Gracie Abrams' dad. I didn't know that until like last year. But yeah, Mark Mumford, Gracie Abrams singing together. Incredible song. I'm going to play a little bit of that one here as well. Just because the sound, incredible.
Remember the wind on the badlands when I'm still running from loose ends. Set myself up to become a man. Who wasn't there for the backhand? Getaway car in the quicksand. I think you may never understand.
I listened to more of that just then than I meant to. I just love their voices together. But yeah, even in the bad times, even in the bad lands, even when we're like, why are we here? Being together can provide meaning. Again, I do feel like I'm missing part of the meaning of that song, but I love their voices, so I played some of it anyway. And that was, for me, the last song on the album that really stood out. You Still Have Shadow of a Man was really good. I'll Tell You Everything was good. Clover was good. As far as just the ones that stood out, Badlands is the last one that I was like, oh, yeah, that might be making it to my favorite songs list. And eventually, maybe I'll understand better the message of the song. And then I'll love it even more. But yeah, all kinds of great songs. I do hope you guys go back and listen to some of those. Let me know what you think, especially of like Rubber Bayman, the banjo song, Conversation with My Son. Yeah, I just love to hear your guys' thoughts on this. I think they go deep, but they keep it fun, kind of like the old Mumford & Sons stuff. So really great album, Mumford & Sons, a Prize Fighter. Last one I'm going to talk about came out last year, and somehow I missed it. Passenger wrote an album, One for the Road, Songs from the Unlikely Pilgrimage of Harold Fry. So this album is for a musical about a novel, and it's a great story. I do think people should read it for yourself, or there is a movie. There's a movie, The Unlikely Pilgrimage of Harold Fry. Incredible, great story. I'm actually in the process of reading the novel for myself right now. Before I finished the movie, I started the movie. I was like, I want to read this. Basically, spoilers, asterisk spoilers, but it's about a man and a wife whose son had killed himself. And you kind of find out that during this process, the dad really felt bad, Harold, guilty, because everything he did would remind his wife of their son because they were so similar. And the wife would just keep looking out like she just couldn't get over it. And he was like, I feel like I can't move on because anything I do makes her hurt more. And they're dealing with a lot of pain. Immediately after what happened with their son, Harold did some really bad stuff, I'll say, that involved his workplace. And they had a friend named Queenie who took the blame for him. And he never said thank you to her. She ended up losing her job, all this stuff, because she knew what he was going through and was like, he can't go through anymore. And in the story, what's happening is Queenie is now bedridden. She is sick, about to die. And Harold goes on this long walk. I'm just going to walk to her and she's going to just be better because there's power in community and being there for one another and just walking. And everybody's like, you're crazy, whatever, old man. Me, I don't know if this was meant to be or how other people feel during the story, but I was like, did he cheat on his wife with her during all this? Is this what's going on? Like, that's what I thought was maybe that's the motive. He actually fell in love with her and he's going to leave his wife. And I'm like, I actually hate that. Kind of pissed me off a little bit. But you find out, again, asterisk, spoilers, not the case. He just knew he had to do something for someone who did something for him. He had always loved his wife. He never stopped loving his wife. But he wasn't able to help her. And he thinks he can help Queenie. So he's just walking miles. He's just going to be there. Because maybe just being there will help her be better. And during his walk, the doctors notice that she's staying alive. And they even write him. They're like, this makes no sense. Shouldn't be helping. But you keep walking, dude. In the end, there's a happy ending. Him and his wife kind of reconcile a little bit. But, you know, it's not easy. It's a hard thing to go through. The album's incredible. It kind of walks you through the story. You're hearing all this emotional weight of what's going on, how Harold's feeling, what was his parents like, how him and his wife dealt with the immediate aftermath of losing their son, all this stuff. And it's just really heavy, deep album. Great story from what I can tell. Again, I'm in the process of reading the novel. But it's hard to play any of the songs from this album without the context. And you're like, what's going on? Except for the one at the end. Along at the end, I think, does kind of stand on its own. It has meaning outside of the story of like, hey, our roads might look different. You might be doing something that makes no sense to me that I think strange. I'm like, oh, how dare you walk out on your wife? And then I realize, oh, you're not. You're trying to help someone else. You still love your wife. There's more going on than meets the eye. So this last song kind of speaks to, we might not understand each other's journey, but here's one for the road. Here's one for everybody on this wild journey that is life, that's going through it. And even though we might not know what you're going through, we can share a drink together and a song. So I am going to play some of this song again. Passenger's my favorite artist. I loved the whole album, but a lot of it just doesn't make sense without the full story, the context there. But I think this song does. So I'm going to play at least this one for you all. And it's definitely making my faves playlist on Spotify. So
some are weary to their bones, tired of walking. Some are scared of being alone, but afraid of talking. Some are miles from their homes, others never get so far. But whoever you are, here's one for the road. Be it straight or winding, when the storm comes rolling, or the sun is shining, for the broken promises and the silver linings. If you're light on your feet, or you have a heavy load, here's one for the road.
Yeah, it keeps going. It crescendos. It gets louder, more enthused, but, you know, never too enthused. It's Passenger. But I love that song. Here's one for the road. Whether it's straight or winding, whether you're light on your feet or you're holding a heavy burden, we can share a drink together. We can share a song together. We can be there for one another, even if, to me, your journey makes no sense. Whatever. Let's have a drink. Here's one for the road. I wish you the best on your journey, wherever it may take you, wherever you might be in that journey. Here's one for the road. I think it's a great song. It's a great song to end on, which is why I did that at the end of the episode. I might have thought that one ahead. I don't usually think ahead. That one I might have. But yeah, it's a great... I actually do really enjoy this story. So if you guys want to read along with me, the novel is by Rachel Joyce. It's The Unlikely Pilgrimage of Harold Fry. And I might be reviewing it on my other podcast, Be Living Water. So if you want to follow me over there, when I get through the album, I might want to talk about it. So it might be over there at some point. Right now I'm going through Les Miserables in the Book of Daniel. But I might pause to talk about The Unlikely Pilgrims of Harold Fry. Because a beautiful story. And of course, Passenger can make me feel anything 10 times deeper than I normally would. And yeah. And of course, you guys know, I love songs that are about community with deep lyrics. I love acoustics. So, man, you get a song like that. It's just, here's one for the road. Here's one for sharing in one another's journey. Wherever you might be. If you just started, you're near the end. Light on your feet, heavy burden, straight, winding, whatever. This one's for the road. This podcast goes out to you. This drink goes out to you. And so does that song. And it's beautiful. So I love that. Anyway, that's the last of what I want to talk about. Just catching you guys up on what I've been listening to, some of my thoughts in the music world right now. Coming up soon, though, we are going to have an episode that doesn't have me in it, probably. Probably. You never know. But probably won't have me in it. Will Rose and TJ Blackwell will be hosting an episode of Some Joyful Noises soon, talking about the Gorillaz album, The Mountain. You might, again, after that, you might have me and Kevin talking about Noah Kahan. I mentioned that earlier in the episode. He's at his new album, The Great Divide's coming soon. Kevin's going to see it in person. I'm excited for it. I love Noah Kahan, so it's going to be a great time when that comes out. Another great time is anytime you spend rating and reviewing podcasts, right? So make sure wherever you're listening, you rate and review so other people know about the show. Share this episode with somebody. Hit subscribe so you don't miss upcoming episodes. Because again, we don't know when episodes come out. They're not planned like that. So if you don't subscribe, you're not going to know when the episode comes out either. So make sure you subscribe to this show so you know when we release some new stuff. And we hope you guys can continue to join us as we find more music to sing along to and share on this journey that we're on together. And I hope you will consider joining me as we keep making some joyful noises together. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Some Joyful Noises, a proud member of the Anazal Podcast Network. You can listen to other Anazal podcasts with the link that's down below in this show's description. If you have ideas for this show or would like to lead one of these episodes, then you can email us at anazalministriespodcast@gmail.com and pitch an idea to us, and we'll talk about it and see whether or not we can make it work for you to lead your own episode. We hope to hear from you soon and that you'll help us keep it noisy.